Cyndi Lauper, True Colors, here in the mix.
I love the way that song ends.
Mm-hmm.
It just, that's just, was, you know, a little little magic from Cyndi Lauper. Anyway, you're listening to The Mix on FM 90.7 WKGC, and we're here when you need us, and we have some guests here that are here when we need them.
Yes.
We have Trish Pierce from Life Management and Lee Bailey from Gulf Coast State College. And you guys are up here to talk about Suicide Prevention Month, and you're also up here to talk about a conference that's going to be going on next week. So, Trish, are you going to lead us through this?
Sure. You know, September is National Suicide Prevention Month, and we always try to do a few different events in the community to bring more awareness to suicide, because suicide's so much more prevalent than what people realize. There's such a stigma attached to mental health and stigma that people don't people just don't realize how prevalent suicide can be, but it's very prevalent. And unfortunately, in Bay County, we have one of the highest suicide rates in the state of Florida. So it's something that we all need to be paying attention to, so that we can help prevent suicides and save lives.
Mm-hmm. Just to throw this out there, and you may or may not know, has Life Management seen an increase in suicide and suicide-related people seeking help since the hurricane?
We have seen a rise in people that are struggling and need assistance. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a crisis counseling program that is directly related to Hurricane Michael called Project Hope that mm-hmm. is out there and reaching out to people trying to provide assistance. As far as suicide rates, that we don't know and probably won't know until midway through 2020, just mm-hmm. because those numbers come from the medical examiner.
Okay.
So we won't have that until then.
Okay. If somebody needs help, if somebody knows somebody who needs help, what can be done? What if I know somebody who's is in crisis, what can I do?
We think it's very important that you understand what some of the warning signs are. How do you know that somebody's in crisis? You know, are you seeing that they seem to be very depressed? Mm-hmm. Do they seem to be sleeping a lot more than they have before, or not sleeping? Are they eating more than they did before, or not eating? Or are they turning to substances? There's a lot of different warning signs that you can look for, and it's very important to ask them about it. You know, a lot of people are hesitant to ask people if they're thinking about suicide, but it's actually a good thing to ask them. Let them know somebody cares. Sometimes that's the one thing they really need, so that they will reach out for help. And then turn to those that can help. That can be, if you're in an immediate crisis, call 911. Always mm-hmm. do that and make sure the people on the other end of the line know what's going on. But you can also call Life Management Center, has a 24/7 crisis counseling line that people can call at 850-522-4485, 24/7, 365 days a year that you can reach out to. There are other means to reach out to talk to people. If it's not an immediate crisis and someone may be more comfortable talking to, say, their primary care physician, then encourage them to do that. There are many ways that you can reach out to get help.
Mm-hmm. Part of the big problem with intervention in suicide is the stigma that we have placed on mental problems. I mean, if I'm having problem with cancer, there's no stigma attached to it, and everybody pitches in and does the best they can to help. How are we going to get over that? Is there any work or anything where people are? It's just so silly. I mean, your brain's part of your body, just like your stomach is, and just as necessary. And if I have a problem in my brain, well, there's this huge stigma. If I have ulcers, everybody tells me to eat more cottage cheese.
Yeah.
So, how are we ever going to get around this? This is a terrible. I feel this is a terrible problem. I don't know how you guys see it, but. Yeah, that's one of the major hurdles.
It definitely is. A lot of people never even reach out to get help for any type of mental health problem because of the stigma attached to it. I think the statistics that I've seen, I think, show about 25% of people in any one year that's having a problem reaches out for help.
Wow.
So it's a huge problem. And I love the way that you put it, because that's what I stress to people all the time is why do we look at brain health any different than any other part of our body? I think it's hard for people to understand sometimes, because we haven't got far enough in the research to be able to have a blood test mm-hmm. or be able to have an x-ray or something that shows exactly what's going on. So there's a lot there that hinders. The other thing is that people don't talk about it. Now it's getting better. I've been at Life Management Center for 11 years, and even in that 11 years, I'm seeing more and more people talking about it, being comfortable talking about it. But it is still a problem.
Mm-hmm. It is. I really don't know where that stigma came from. It must be some kind of very old sociological thing, you know, back there with black cats and Friday the 13th kind of thing, yeah. You know, that's grown up in society. Are there societies that talk about it more freely than ours? I mean, is this something I have no concept? I'm throwing stuff out here now.
Actually, I don't know that there is. It might be a little bit more so in some places in Europe. I'm not sure. Nobody is that much better than us in the United States at talking about it, I don't think. You actually will see the opposite. You'll see people that there's even more stigma attached to it, and it's harder. You know, some societies that just don't even believe that mental health is a health problem. So I don't think there's anywhere in the world that I'm aware of that's better than us at it. And I've actually learned in the last few years that there used to be a stigma attached to cancer. People didn't talk about if they had cancer, and I didn't know that. So I guess people are afraid of what they don't understand. Mm-hmm. And the more you understand something, that fear goes away. So that's the understanding is what we need.
Certainly in the late 60s, there's a tremendous stigma attached to AIDS. And that has all but disappeared at this point, which has allowed, of course, treatment and testing for AIDS that is slowing down the advance of a disease like that. So
and it's conversations like these that is going to help us continue to progress.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So we got to take a quick break, but we'll come back shortly. We'll keep talking about this, talking about the event that's going on, ways to help and get help, and all that here and more on The Mix.